if you are in the locker room right now and approximately 45 minutes of apportioned ice time for two defensemen, Morgan Rielly and Jake Muzzin, about what they would play combined in a game, go out the window due to injury, how do you rally? How do you overcome the loss of two significant players like that?
Well, I guess for starters, I'm not here to solve the Leaf problems. Sheldon Keefe is doing it.
Sheldon, all right, passing the buck.
No, Sheldon Keefe is doing an incredible job. I really like what he's done with the team since he's been there. He's identified his strengths, which is up front. They get some great offense. And, you know, for me personally, you know, coach kids, played myself. When you have a guy like Morgan Rielly out and Jake Muzzin, I mean, the conversation ends right there. You don't need to talk to Rielly about Rielly for another 8 weeks. He's not part of your team, so you forget about it. You need to rally the group you have. Play more by committee and identify what your strengths are. I think what's happening with the Leafs is they're, listen, if you're going to be an offensive defenseman, you better be very good at it. And if you're not an offensive defenseman, you need to defend and get those pucks up to the forwards as quick as they can. And I think Toronto will be fine, or they won't. It'll be up to them. It'll be up to them to decide. But I think they've got a group there. They can do it by committee, and that's the way they should approach it.
With Rasmus Sandin now getting called up, what are some of the things you look for in a young defenseman like this, right? Because he played six or seven games to start the season and now is getting another shot. What do you want to see out of his game where he can be a reliable guy, you know, maybe 18, 19 minutes a night?
Well, the great thing about that young lad, I mean, he played well in his last tournament, and it's a great opportunity for him. And he has a coach that doesn't mind putting guys into the fire and giving guys confidence to play. And I think that a guy like him, I'm sure his game will be simplified. The coaches will talk to him. And if he's a bright young player, which I think he is, he's going to get back to those pucks as quick as he can and get them going north. If you do that and you don't hang on to it too long, you don't expose yourself, good things can happen. And he'll get his confidence in time. And, you know, he was a high pick for a reason. He's a good hockey player.
When we look at this team, and you kind of mentioned it, you got to do it by committee. But the way that I understood that, too, is not the just defense by committee, this whole team by committee. And although some of the forwards are exceptional at what they do, how much room for improvement do you think that there is for them in terms of, like, the back check and defensive responsibilities in their own end and stuff like that?
Well, you look at a guy like Sidney Crosby. I mean, Pittsburgh has not missed a beat without having Sid out of the lineup. And I'm sitting there as a coach. I'm coaching the Penguins. I'm thinking, man, look how good we're going to be when we get him back. And Leafs can do the same thing. But your top players, and they've got some good ones up front, they're just going to have to with the Leaf regime right now and what Sheldon's done and being a hockey fan, it's exciting to watch. Mm-hmm. Goals are not going to be a shortcoming for Toronto. I don't think anybody's asking for them to grind out a boring 1-0 game and get a win, even though wins are wins. But, you know, they can continually do what they do, entertain the fans, score some goals, but just be a little recognizant on maybe your being a defenseman. I mean, it's an age-old rule. You can't pinch unless you see that third guy high. Granted, he's supposed to be there, but if he's not there, you can't pitch. So I think everybody's just got to be a little more responsible, which they will be. And again, the conversation about Morgan, who's a great young player, doesn't need to be in anybody's vocabulary for another 8 weeks because he ain't coming back.
With so Paul Coffey. Well, let's talk about a couple of guys, Paul, who are very much a part of the equation right now. How would you assess Tyson Barrie's game to this point, his tenure in Toronto?
Well, Tyson, you know, I've known him for years. I know his father, and I've known him, and I had a conversation with him with the old regime, like, months ago, and, you know, we were just talking about something. His father was in town, and how he acclimated this and that, and then I got to hockey, and I said, Tyson, unless I knew you were out there, bud, I can't even find you. But that has changed. He started to get some more confidence, play the way he can, but there's a guy right there that can really, really, really step up. And he doesn't need to step up just offensively. He needs to step up in his back zone and lead by example. And I think if he does that, everybody else will fall in place. You got the other kid that moves the puck pretty good, Dermott, and it's the same thing. They can keep moving those pucks north and get them up to the play and get them up to the forwards, but they've got to be real responsible in their own end. And Tyson's a battler. Tyson's a competitor. He'd probably tell you, I need to be better, and I think he will be.
Second name of the two, Justin Hall. What have you seen from him?
Good player. Has done well for a young guy. I know he got a new deal there, which is great. But there's another guy there. If you're going to be an offensive defenseman, you got to be damn good at it. And if you're not going to be, you got to find your niche, and you just got to get those pucks moving forward.
All right, now Flames Oilers. I got to ask you about Cassie and Tkachuk. What did you make of the league suspension? And do you think Tkachuk should have been suspended as well for those hits?
Well, it really doesn't matter what I think. I do know one thing. Cassian's a stand-up guy. Cassian's a, not because he's an Oiler and I'm involved with the Oilers, but he's a real stand-up guy. He plays the game the right way. And that being said, for the most part, so does Tkachuk. But I think if you're going to take liberty on a player that was vulnerable like Zach was in those positions, you got to be prepared to stand up for yourself. That didn't happen, but that's not for here or me to say. And I think Cass did what he had to do. And, you know, I watched an interview last night saying that young Tkachuk said he would do the same thing again. And I bet Cass would too. You know, if you're going to do that to me, you're not going to get it for free. And, you know, it's an important part of the game still to be physical, but it's an important part of the game to stand up for yourself too, because you know what's going to happen next game.
Yeah.
Goudreau is going to get targeted.
Do you think that's fair then?
100% it's fair. You think they're going to run after Tkachuk, they're not going to run after him because you saw what happened. But I'll tell you what, Goudreau better keep his head up. That's just an eye for an eye. That's the way it is.
Did that ever happen? No. When you played, would any of the top end scorers ever say to the guys that were running other high end scorers and other teams, hey, kind of cool it because I'm going to get it next game?
Glenn Sather was the master at that. If I was getting run or Wayne was getting run or Yari was getting run back in the days of the Crowell and the Saddle Dome, we didn't go after Tim Hunter or Jim Paplinski or their tough guys and guys like that. We got our guys to go after their skilled players. Not a problem. You want to play that way? Not a problem. That's just what it is. It's an eye for an eye. You want to run Doug Gilmore back in his day? Not a problem. Whoever we're playing, we're going after your tough guys. That's the law of the jungle.
Well, the law of the jungle, just the game has changed, Paul, for better or for worse. I mean, we're sitting here in 2020. Does the league have any responsibility to take action on a guy like Tkachuk when he throws a questionable hit? Like, is this preventable from the get-go?
Again, it's not for me to say. And when I say a guy like Goudreau is going to be targeted, it doesn't mean he's maybe going to be run from behind or run hard to knock his helmet off the way the Flames did it to Cassian, but that check is going to be finished every single time he touches the puck. And that's the one thing that's not in the game anymore. The checks are never finished. Why? I don't know why. But, I mean, that's what's going to happen. His game is going to be harder to play. Are they going to run and take young Johnny Goudreau's head off? Absolutely not, because the Oilers aren't stupid, and that's not the way the game is played anymore. I 100% agree with that. I think the league, I don't know. I don't know what goes through their mind. I don't know what they watch. I don't know what the parameters are. So maybe the two-game suspension is the right call. But the long or the short is, if you're going to play like that, you better be ready to defend yourself. That's all.